Can't read that text, sorry. And other names as well. Also, right, Anne in Winterbourne Stoke, Margaret in Salisbury, Rick in Hilperton, Pauline in Calne, Barry in Calne, Ken in Lydia Millicent, lots of other people as well. Need another rat question? Here you go. This is easy peasy. Which TV character kept a pet rat? Which television character kept a pet rat? He also named it after his employer, you might remember. Let's move on. Talking about rats, then. Chairman of the Yorkshire Rat Club is Colin Arundel, who joins us on the programme. Hello, Colin.
Hello, Mark.
Morning to you. Thanks for being patient there.
That's fine.
Listening to a story there about a wedding ring. Now, listen, rats, we've talked about them on the programme already about 20 minutes or so ago as a bit of a problem in this country. Look as though the sort of the vermin could be overrunning. But you've got a softer side for rats, haven't you?
Yes. I must come to the question of the tails.
She didn't like him, did she?
No, but this people don't realise that a rat, unlike us, humans and dogs, rats cannot sweat.
Can't sweat?
They cannot sweat and they cannot pant like a dog. So their tail is absolutely life essential as a kind of heat exchange machine. So it puts it into a different perspective, doesn't it?
So they sweat through their tail?
Exactly.
You're making it even less attractive now.
Well, it doesn't actually secrete like we do.
Yeah.
But it's simply like a skin, like your arm, in order to exchange heat
inside
the body into the open air.
I've got it. Oh.
If it hadn't got a tail, it would have to live in a absolutely tight-controlled environment where the heat of the room never went up and never went down.
I'm learning something all the time.
Exactly.
But Colin, do you keep rats yourself?
I do.
How many have you got?
I work at the computer and I have about 50 behind me.
50?
50, and they all lay out and stare and watch every action I make.
Oh, isn't that eerie?
No, actually. It's like having your own pet family behind.
So listen, tell me about the rats, because you're part of the Fancy Rat Society. That's a great title.
Yes, before the programme closes, do let me say where people can contact.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
But tell me a little bit about the rat club, because you're chairman of your local rat club.
Well, actually, they put me up on the top shelf and made me president.
President of the rat club?
Yes.
You're the biggest rat around.
I'm the biggest rat. we prefer to call ourselves rat fanciers because quite a lot of us were in other small animal fancies, but now we find it more interesting to keep rats because they're intelligent. They bond with their owner, and they're just the right size for the home. And at one point, I must say, they don't need to be taken out where the foul pavements, and they don't howl on rooftops.
But what about this idea that, you know, when we talk about the brown rat, as we were talking about earlier on, that the ones who live on our streets, I mean, clearly they carry all sorts of disease. Are you saying the pet rats are much, you know, they haven't got the same problem?
Exactly. I mean, we all love the dog, and yet our rats don't have worms, but the dog is usually full of worms, so our rats are actually safer pets for our children to handle.
I'm beginning to wish I wasn't having this conversation, Colin.
Yes.
So how many members have you got to your club?
Oh, we're growing all the time, and I'd say we're over 100.
Really?
And of course, we've even got members in Finland and other countries.
And they're quite sociable, aren't they, as pets?
They are. They're often more sociable than humans are.
They don't answer back, for instance.
They don't. They bond with us, and they identify with us, and they can tell you out of a group of people. If you all come into a room,
yeah,
they know exactly who the owner is.
Will they answer to a name as well? Do they get to know your own voice?
They do. They know when you're directing your voice towards them.
You're pulling my rat's tail here, Colin.
No, not really. because they respond like humans to a soft, gentle voice, the tone of your voice,
yeah,
the pitch.
Are they growing in popularity as a pet?
They are. Now, because they're sociable animals, they're far ahead now of the hamster, because the hamster, he's quite a small, but quite a vicious little animal.
Yeah.
So I've never been bitten by my rats, whereas hamsters seem to make a beeline straight from my finger end to bite it.
Mind you, you've got 50 of them sitting behind you waiting for their moment, Colin.
Well.
So listen, if people want to find out more about the Rat Club, or indeed maybe they're thinking of getting a rat, how can they get in touch? What should they be doing?
Well, the simplest thing is go to the computer at home,
right,
or access the internet in the local library. There's always the facility at your local library.
Yeah.
And log on to www.yorkshireratclub.com, all in one continuous word, .com.
Okay.
And it's a wealth of information. It's the, in fact, we're quite proud. It's the biggest and most colourful place of rat information. There's all the clubs that are listed.
I was going to say, I mean, we're talking to you for in your home in Yorkshire, but you've got access to rat clubs around the country, haven't you?
All around the world. In fact, we have better organisations for keeping pets in clubs than they have in America. This is very strange. And in Canada, there's even less facility for people to who like to keep rats to meet and to exchange ideas and information.
Colin, let me just ask you finally, what's your favourite name for a rat? Because I've been looking up names for rats today, and names like Muffin and Custard and Goldie and Snowflake kind of don't really sit comfortably with a rat.
They don't. I mean, I've got to... Because we've not really have time. We don't have time to describe the different varieties. Like dogs, they have different coats. I specialise in what we call Rex rats, which have got a wavy, fluffy coat. And believe me, they're more like teddy bears.
Cuddly rats.
They're absolutely sheer cuddlesome.
Colin, just very, very briefly, I'm asking which television character kept a pet rat? Do you remember? He named it after his boss as well.
No. Was it that Roland rat?
No, not the answer we're looking
for. That, was it?
No, it wasn't that one. Never mind, maybe someone else will tell us. Colin, it's been lovely to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
You take care now. Bye-bye. Right. And I've got that website address if you want to know more, www.yorkshireratclub.com. Find out about a rat club near you. In West